Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Great, great, great afternoon. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Welcome back to the channel, y'all. Welcome back to the channel. Make sure you guys drop some gems as you come along in here. We're going to have a good show today. As always, shout out to Insecure Jay on the check-in. We are live. So make sure you guys like, comment, share, subscribe. Hit that bell for notifications, because you never know when I'm going to go live. I'm trying to do at least 2 to 3 lives a week now. We have one great one on Monday. If you didn't watch that live, go watch it. Shout out to Rochelle Mosley. Go back to the live tab to watch all the replays. And also, you can download us on Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. All right, make sure y'all download Rants and Gems, matter of fact. And if you love the show, if you get a lot of great information, rate it 5 stars, man. Leave a review. Share it with your people. All right. Always, my real estate professionals, make sure you tag where you're from in the comments, city, state, what you're representing. And always go to mgbookstore.com. Let me put these in your face. Pause. mgbookstore.com, man. Go pick up the books, man. The latest and greatest, man. We got the third book coming. Will debut for InvestFest 2024. And make sure you guys get your tickets for InvestFest 2024. Who's going to invest, man? Type InvestFest, man. Put that yes or no in chat if you're going to InvestFest and if you got your tickets yet. If you are a business vendor, make sure you get your vendor tables before they sell out. All right, let's go. Let's talk about this. Homeowner kicked out from her own home, her own house, after being scammed and labeled a squatter. These scams are on the rise, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to talk about this today. I posted a clip of this on my Instagram. Make sure you guys go to my IG and my TikTok and all that good stuff, MG the Mortgage Guy. But I said, you know what? Let me have a episode of Rants and Gems about this topic, because this is something that's been happening, forever. Right. And when people get into desperate situations and they crying out for help, shout out to Byron23. You heard Byron, man. Hit that bell for notifications. Right. Shout out to Byron23. Right. When people get desperate and stuff like that, salespeople come along and try to take advantage. And this is just an unfortunate situation. So I want to play this video for you guys, and we're going to talk about this a little something. All right.
As instead of grieving her husband, she's been forced to deal with legal issues.
Let's put this to the beginning.
The widow says instead of grieving her husband, she's been forced to deal with legal issues regarding her home. She says a company's offer to help ended with her being kicked out of her family home, and now she's losing most of her paycheck. Tonight, WRG Shea Simon shares her heartbreaking story and a warning from the Better Business Bureau.
For nearly 20 years, this home was filled with love by the Naylor family. Today, it sits empty.
We raised our children. We have been married for 28 years.
2 years ago, Marcia's husband died suddenly.
That left me sole income to provide for me and the grandbabies.
As bills piled up, a family member introduced her to a company that claimed they could help.
He would borrow money against my house for me to give me a little wiggle room.
Naylor says the help never came.
I didn't have to sign anything. What he did ask me to share with him was a copy of the deed of trust to my home.
The coming months would be filled with court dates.
Judge Alan Couch said those documents, that this quick claim deed that he has in his possession, he upholds that document and tells me I have to be out of my home, that I've been squatting in my home for I don't know how long.
Naylor says she was forced to move out in days and has now had her earnings garnished. In a statement to WREG, the BBB says quit claim deeds are meant to be an easy way to legally transfer home ownership to someone else, but scammers are using them to steal property from the rightful owner. They go on to say one common tactic is someone contacts you and offers to help modify your mortgage and lower your payments. But first, you need to sign a few legal documents. If you do, you may be signing something that transfers the title of your home to the scammer.
It's just been very difficult. I'm a school teacher, bus driver, and any other hustle I could find, you know, to try to make ends meet.
The BBB says some tips to avoid this are check your property records, monitor your credit, and never transfer ownership of your property to a mortgage assistance company. In Mississippi, Shea Simon, WREG News, Channel 3.
Okay, a tough situation there, but some good advice.
Yeah, warning
well.
For a lot of us.
Shout out to WRGE for reporting this, man. And I feel so bad for this lady, man. This is just terrible, yo. First of all, let's unpack a lot of this, right? Let's start off with this family member. Who the fuck is this family member, first of all? And where did you find these people? Like, what's going on here, right? That's blowing minds right there when she said it was a family member. Like, a family member put you on to the scammers? Now, I will hope that the family member didn't know that these people were scammers, but this is just terrible, yo. Terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. This is so sad. Yvette said, this is definitely terrible. How can they let this happen? What can she do now if there is nothing, if there is anything she can do? Well, look, they went to court and the judge agreed with the scammers, saying that the quit claim deed was a legal quit claim deed that she signed over to them. And, you know, look, you hear her story, and this is, look, we don't want to bash her at all. But sometimes when folks are in desperate need for help, they are quick to just sign things without really reading what they're signing. I can tell you, like, even when you're not desperate for help, I've been to so many loan closings and even closings for myself that, I'll be honest, I'm not sitting there reading every, like, it's 1,000 documents. You're not reading all of the shit, right? You're just not. You're just signing your life away and trusting that your lawyer and everybody else got your back. And this is just one of those things where if you are distressed, I should say, right, and you need help, you can't just be quick to sign and be so trustworthy. Because these people, man, these people are savages nowadays. Like, this is some real savagery shit, yo. When you really think about it, this lady's grieving the death of her husband. You saying you can help, and you duped her into believing she's signing documents to give you the permission to get started and shit like that to help her, and you actually take her house from her? Like, how do you sleep? Like, why didn't they publish the name of this company? Like, who are these people? How could they, like, and this judge signing off knowing damn well that this lady's going through the motion and you still side with the scammers? Like, it just don't make no sense to me. Like, and I know the judge is probably just following the law, but damn, yo. And then you get labeled a squatter in your own home and have to be kicked out. That's terrible, man. That's terrible. So all of you, all, you know, this is a real estate channel. I'm in the real estate business. So I want to have this type of dialogue and this type of conversations because oftentimes on the internet, most people are showing the good of real estate. Oh, you can make money, you can become rich, you know, cash flow, all this other shit, right? But there's a lot of ugly in real estate that needs to be highlighted as well. A lot of it. And this deed transfer scam has been going on since I've been in the business. So now that I have the platform to talk about these things, I'm going to talk about them. So let's go over some of those tips, right? Pay attention to your income and bills. You know, the mortgage tax records and water bills, you got to pay attention to these things, right? If you don't receive your bills on a regular basis, call into the property tax office, call into the water company, see what's on file, right? Because sometimes these scammers will change addresses and do shit like that. So you got to make sure that you are paying attention to those bills. Like, especially when you're getting like assessment letters and stuff like that, it'll show who's the property owner on there. But if you don't see that, you can go to, and mostly pretty much every county in America has this, where you can go to like a county website and check, and you can put in like your address or your section, block, and lot, and you can check the status of your property deed. Anyone can check local registries or county records, recorder's office for land records, right? Property deeds are online in America. So you can check the status of your deed. You can check to see what's ownership. You can check to see loans that are on there. You can see all of this stuff, right? Monitor your credit reports for sign of identity theft. Very important that you're doing soft pulls on your credit. Like, I like to keep my credit locked, right, until I want to use it. Then I unlock it. That's just something that I've been doing for years with my credit. Is making sure everything is locked in appropriately, right? Appropriately. So, you know, those are a couple tips that I want you guys to keep this in mind as a homeowner, new homeowner, old homeowner, whatever it is. These folks are now getting real swift, real particular with how they're scamming nowadays. So, you guys got to be on the lookout for all of this. You got to protect your assets. And if you are in trouble with your mortgage payments or something like that, don't depend on no attorney, no mortgage assistance company or loan modification company. Fuck all of them. Call the bank directly. Work it out with the bank directly.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
You have to talk, represent yourself in this matter, right? Don't go pay an attorney because I have nothing against attorneys. I love attorneys and shout out to all my attorneys, right? I'm saying if you are in hardship, call the bank. They will work with you. You don't need to hire someone to start a loan modification agreement with the bank. You can go directly to the bank themselves and they will help you get this done, right? Because people are salespeople, man. They are fast talkers. Look, even Rochelle on Monday's episode of Rants and Gems, right? She was talking about, and I remember a lot of people started loan modification companies back in the day because everybody was basically doing loan modifications and stuff like that, people going through foreclosure, and you would charge. You know, if a person's mortgage payment was $3,000, you'll charge them a mortgage payment or two. And Sometimes you would get modified, sometimes you wouldn't. But yeah, you gotta go. You don't need to hire nobody for this. Do it on your own. Take the time to do it. You're gonna spend hours on the phone, going over paperwork, looking at all the stuff, but you have to do your own shit if you have hardship, because these people are fast talking. Some of these people are money hungry and they don't give a goddamn about you or your family and your children. Okay? So make sure you're protecting your own assets at all costs. Right? At all costs. Yvette again said, unfortunately, this happens every day and squatters have more rights, especially in New York, which is the worst for squatters. I agree. Carson says, she signed a reverse mortgage probably and took a payment, so the lien was enforced. No, Carson, that's not what happened. Carson, come on, bro. Did you watch the video? That's not what happened. She didn't do a reverse mortgage. Again, Carson says, every time I purchase a tax deed, there's a story. I've been called a scammer for purchasing someone's home for taxes, but all the time, they just didn't pay their bills. The county notified. Well, that's a completely different story. That's completely legal, right? They can't be mad at you for buying tax deeds, right? The county's selling it. The county, and just for you guys know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Carson, taxes are first lien on your property. So even if you're on time with your mortgage payment, if you don't make your property tax payments, the county can foreclose on the property and the bank will lose their investment. So make sure if you don't escrow your property taxes in your mortgage, make sure you're paying that bill, because they will sell your house. They will sell your house. Shout out to Keep It Moving for the super chat. What about the title lock? Right? Okay. So title insurance, right? So yeah, title insurance is very important. I did in the Mortgage Academy, and I got a whole course with that too, but we did a whole, and one of my I can't remember which class that I was talking about title insurance in, but it's somewhere in there. But I have a whole title course coming anyway in the academy next month, so you guys will have that. But title insurance is very important. But they didn't mention anything, Keep It Moving, about if the title insurance will kick in and help her and stuff like that. Right? Carson says she signed something and it was legal. Yeah, no, 100% Carson. She definitely signed a quit claim deed. And that's why the judge upheld it in court, because she signed a quit claim deed. She just didn't know what the hell she was signing. Right? And it's unfortunate that if she brought this company in to help her modify her mortgage, why do they even have a quit claim deed? Right? And this is what I'm saying. Who's the company? Maybe they have a whole different side to the story. I don't know. I just know this is definitely a scam that's happening, where people are preying on the less fortunate, people who are having hardships, empty properties, you know, people who passed away. People are preying on someone's downfall and taking their property, which, like I said, it sucks. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it sucks. They're preying on the elderly. Because people are desperate right now. People are hurting. And when you are a fast talker coming in there, you might sign your whole life away and don't even know it. So this is why I wanted to have this episode today, so we can have that education, so we can talk about this and have this dialogue. Because us, me, you guys, we need to be able to protect not only ourselves, but protect our elderly and our families, and make sure that they're not getting duped out of their properties too, because it happens all the time. It happens all the time. But keep it moving. Thank you again for the super chat. Appreciate the love, man. Appreciate the love. Yvette says, thank you for all your good advice, as your channel is very informative to us. Thank you, Yvette. I appreciate you. If you're not a member of my Mortgage Academy, you should definitely join. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com, because if you think my channel is informative, my classes are 10 times more informative than this channel. Ty says, so only real squatters have rights to your home? I'm confused. Are you putting out homeowners? Well, every city has different laws for eviction. So probably Mississippi is probably more landlord friendly, and you can get people out there fast. You know, it's unfortunate, man. So this is a very, very unfortunate situation. I feel for this lady. I feel for anyone who's going through any type of situations that's similar like this. But you got to protect yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. You got to protect yourselves. All right. Let's move on to something else real quick. How many of you guys are here from Nashville? How many of you guys are from Nashville? Do I got any people in Nashville? I want to give a big shout out to Abram Mitchell, right? I'm coming to Nashville, Tennessee on June 13th to June 15th. The War Room Live Mastermind, unlocking the secrets to real estate success in 2024. Tickets are on sale now. Go to triplemmethod.com, all right? The War Room is back, baby. I'm coming to Nashville. For those of you who are in Nashville, listen now. The area is, like I said, June 13th to June 15th. And Abram Mitchell, man, this guy's doing some great things in Nashville. Young kid, too, like 25, 26 years old, doing a whole bunch of great things. I got an episode with him coming next month with Rants and Gems, too. So Nashville, Tennessee, man, go to triplemmethod.com to get your tickets today. Right, or go follow my guy on Instagram as well, Abram Mitchell _. Go follow him. Right, I got a dope episode I just did with David Shands and Terica. Right, shout out to Terica and David. I actually got to get that episode and get that up here for you guys, man. That was a fucking phenomenal episode that we did. I'm gonna drop that probably next week for y'all, but that was phenomenal. Right, but all right. It's 5:36. I'm not going to be on here all day. I got some shit to do. So, no, not going to do that right now. Yeah, I got some things to do today. So I'm not going to be on here too much longer. I just wanted to come talk about this real quick. Talk about Nashville event that's coming up. Protect yourself at all costs, ladies and gentlemen. Please protect yourself at all costs. This Friday, elite members for the Mortgage Academy and all my mentees, we have a call this Friday. I think I'm going to make it 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Zoom link will be posted in the community tomorrow. So please join the call. We're going to have a good time. And if you want to be a member of the Mortgage Academy, go to mgmortgageacademy.com. All right. That's all I got for you guys today. Go to Rants and Gems. Download us on all podcast audio outlets. If you get value from the channel, please go over on the audio side of things and download, listen, rate us 5 stars, leave a review. The more reviews, the better. The algorithms pick it up and it sends it out to the world. Let's get Rants and Gems back into the top 100 on the investing charts in America. We fell off because I took 3 months off, but that's okay. I promise you by the end of the year, we'll probably be a top 50 investing podcast again. So I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate the love. Shout out to everybody who's tapping in on a regular basis with me. And make sure you tune into my Instagrams too, right? Because every morning while I'm walking my dog, I posted a couple of those videos here on YouTube as well on a video tab. And I'm putting up all those audios on Rants and Gems. I'm not going to post them here no more. I'm going to just take the audios from my IG and put them on Rants and Gems as well. So, and then I'm deleting them off of Instagram. So it's more incentive. And these morning walks are about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm giving education, right? So it's another format of me. I figure while I'm outside walking a dog, why not drop some gems, all right? So usually I walk cash between 7 and 7:30 a.m. So make sure you guys tap in with those morning rants because you never know. Them shits be banging. I ain't gonna hold you. So follow me over there, MG the Mortgage Guy. And if you don't have IG, no worries, Todd. Just download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets or wherever you listen to podcasting, and you can hear those rants on audio. All right? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. I'll probably see you guys tomorrow or Friday. I'm going to do 3 lives this week, so I'll probably come back tomorrow. All right? Peace.